The enactment is horrific for the savage enthusiasm of those who approved it. The abortion law was accepted by a 32-24 majority of New York's now now Democrat-controlled Senate. The Assembly then passed it 92-47. I'm told that there are at least 16 alleged Catholics in good standing that voted for it. So you're not just talking about Andrew or Governor Andrew Cuomo Quattle. You're now talking about an entire legislative body that may as well be the High Priest's Council in Tenochtitlan, Mexico. The palace of the emperor, the palace of the high priest in what is today Mexico City. This was not a reluctant vote, but an enthusiastic one, writes Horvat. The elected officials were aware of what they were doing and embraced it. Indeed, there are certain dark acts of treachery that mark history, like the betrayal of Judas, and to a much lesser extent, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Once committed, darkness envelops these acts. They stain the honor of the nation and shock everyone by their wickedness. What is so disconcerting about this act is that the perpetrators appear to take a macabre pleasure in it. They wildly applaud and congratulate themselves for their victory. They show no remorse for their decision and in fact claim it protects women's lives and health. You're a bunch of liars. You know it doesn't. What makes this even more incomprehensible is that the characters involved are not all militant atheists, convinced socialists, or radical libtards. Some claim to be religiously inclined or even call themselves Catholic. They vote defying the church, almost daring church officials to take disciplinary action, which they know will not be taken. In this act, there was a challenge to God, says John Horvat, the creator of life. The legislators arrogate to themselves the power of life and death reserved only to God. This is why I say there is going to be a chastisement. Now, maybe the chastisement comes in the form of Our Lady of Guadalupe reappearing to some poor peasant boy in the Bronx, and a new revelation or a new spate of baptisms and zeal for the faith takes over, and the Cuomo Quattles begin the process of reversion. Could happen like that. I fear that's not the one that we're going to get. These people interrupt God's plans for countless infants. The unborn are never allowed to participate in that great pageant of history where souls created in the divine image. It's the other thing. Remember. Genesis. God created man. And he created him in what? His own image. Cuomo Quattle et al., Kathy Tran in Virginia, the governor of Rhode Island and all the rest of them, they're killing in personis Christi. Our Lord appeared as man because God created man in his own image. So it only makes sense that he would create his our Lord in the same image. There you have a baby boy. May even look similar to what 7-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus looked like. There are the infanticidalists arguing over who gets to pull the trigger and kill it on radio shows in Virginia. By approving this law, the legislators join in a savage act of rebellion that rejects the blessings of God upon the entire nation. They embrace a culture which celebrates sin and leads to the savage barbarity that long held peoples captive in history. Such deeds cut off the saving action of grace. that through the church brings true liberty